It is time to put up the signal. Wrong signal. That's 12:30. There we go. And he just appears. Hello, Gordon Keith.
Hello, Donovan. Hello, Matt.
The Marconi winning morning music.
That's great.
Yes. Yes. Good to be here.
It's good to see you.
New week.
I know. Short week.
Coming off of Memorial Day.
Yeah. That's right. It's Tuesday, not Monday.
There was a guy on the overpass on the way home from Austin off of 35. Can't remember what cross street it was. But he had an American flag on the overpass, and he was just waving at everyone as they drove by going 75, 80 miles an hour.
Hmm. Yeah, did you guys fly a flag for Memorial Day?
No, they put them out in our neighborhood. I think you do have to pay, but I have not done that yet. And I don't know why.
You
have to pay for flags?
The tiny flags they put?
No, they're big ones. They put them out in front of the houses, and then they'll come pick them up. But you do have to pay for it.
You don't even get to keep it.
My neighborhood's like the flag capital of the world.
Is it?
Really?
You know, American flags? I made a comment earlier in this.
No, you're fine.
I'm fine?
Yeah,
Memorial
Day.
I was worried. I was going to put on the headset again. But
You have the headset on. It's great.
But yeah, so they put them out in my neighborhood too. And I've always wondered, is that like a neighborhood association? Who's doing the... Because they're the same flags that are put out everywhere.
Yeah, we got a letter in the mail asking if we wanted to participate. I can't remember how much it was. But they'll put them out for Memorial Day. They'll put them out for 4th of July and Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the three times. I may be missing one.
Did you guys experience anyone that was correcting being the school marmy pedantic? You know, this is not Veterans Day. This is Memorial Day.
No, not really.
I'm making that distinction.
No, not around me.
I didn't hear that, but I was on the road most of yesterday, so.
And I get it. Two very different holidays, and it's kind of weird to say Happy Memorial Day because that's not what it's all about. It's in remembrance.
But if you go on Memorial Day and say thank you to your service for somebody that's still alive serving, because it's Memorial Day when technically that's for Veterans Day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you could still do that. It's okay or no?
No. I mean, I would think it would be okay, and I think that you should just appreciate, this is me talking, right? I'm wrong on this, as I am on everything.
Think you seem to be an expert.
But it's like, okay, the person meant well.
Yeah, they didn't have any
malice. But I'm still alive.
But I've seen some people get, you know, it seems like they got the internet finger wagged at them for thanking someone for their service.
Did you go out of town?
No, stayed in town.
It is crazy now. You see the stories about people that are more comfortable with traveling now, post-COVID, and that TSA screened a record number of people at the airports.
Yeah, it was like 43.8 million.
Like, yeah, and then the roads were packed. I went to Austin, and it was so packed going to Austin Friday evening.
Wimpy of me that, like, I had planned to do a weekend trip this past weekend because we had the extended weekend since we had the day off. And I backed out of it because I was like, oh, man, roads are going to be so dangerous. And
I find myself
basically, I've internalized my mom's voice so much. Now I'm telling myself, you don't travel. It's going to be so dangerous out there on those roadways. It's certain death. And so I backed out of a weekend trip that I would have enjoyed because I was too scared to get on the highway.
Man.
And especially with the time that you get off of work, man, you could hit the road. You could hit the road pretty early.
Right.
And it's a drivable trip or would you?
Yeah, it was driving. It was about a 7-hour road trip or something like that.
If you would have hopped on the road right after you got off work, you would have, I think you would have avoided a lot of the.
You'd have been fine. Yeah. Friday afternoon was a beating. It was rough. It took us an hour and 20 minutes to get from where we lived to get out past Rockwall, which normally is about a 45-minute drive.
Yeah, it was really bad going to Austin, which is expected, especially because we left about 3:45-ish or something like that. That was awesome.
It's rough, man. Holiday driving. There's a lot of car on
but
the road.
I did channel...
A lot of car on the road.
I channeled my parents' voice like you did yours because on the way home Monday, we were going to leave about 11:30, you know, casually wake up, maybe have some breakfast, and then, you know, hop in a car and go back. But my cousin said, hey, how about we just leave a little early and try to avoid it? And we left at 8 o'clock, Austin. 8:01 is when we pulled off, and we pulled in front of my house at 10:26. It was
pretty good.
Glorious. Yes. He is he can handle a whip. He was getting us down the road, which may scare a lot of other people.
2.5 hours to Austin.
Yeah.
Or from Austin in this case. But yeah.
On a holiday weekend going back, we thought that was the best decision we made because I came home, ate a little breakfast, and took a nap instead of being stuck in traffic and not enjoying.
So what did you do down in Austin?
About Memorial Day. My wife's cousin, it was her birthday, and she turned 45. So we went and hung out at the house Friday. They had a barbecue, watched a basketball game. Saturday, she had a party barge.
I noticed I was not invited to the cookout.
Well, it was in Austin, and it's my wife's cousin, and you've never met her before, so that would be a little difficult.
Yeah, but I just want to be invited to the cookout.
Okay, I'll invite you next time. Well, do something cool, and then you can get invited to all the cookouts.
There's no way I'll get invited to any cookouts.
Well, if I have a cookout, you're
I'm just
definitely
not cool enough.
More than welcome to you're invited to mine.
Good, sure. I'll show up with my mayonnaise-based products.
Your potato salad
my
with
potato salad.
Raisins in it.
Raisins in it?
God, yeah, man. So I grew up in the South, and there were many dishes that were served at our family get-togethers, like on 4th of July and everything, that just looked so gross. And there was one, I don't even know what it is, but it was like Jell-O, but it had stuff in it.
Was it green?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the
I've
pecans
yeah.
and...
I don't know what all was in it. It just looks so
like
nasty
Jell-O
to me.
It's like a fruitcake almost.
Not yeah, a fruitcake, it had that, but it's no cake.
Right.
It's
just, yeah.
But
all
it
that
had
weird
junk
stuff in
it.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Thanksgiving dish that I never partake in because it looks disgusting.
What is that?
I've never had it, but I can't remember what it's called.
It's nasty.
Is it ambrosia? What is ambrosia? Is that a different
That's
deal?
That's kind of whipped cream like with
Is that one of like Prince's protege? It sounds like a Prince protege.
Welcome to the stage, ambrosia.
You got the love.
Man, ambrosia looks gross too.
It
what
is.
What is
it's
that?
It says canned or fresh pineapple, canned mandarin orange slices, miniature marshmallows, and coconut.
Ugh.
You also might see cherries, bananas, strawberries, grapes, or crushed pecans in it.
That's too many ingredients.
Yeah, why would anybody eat this?
That's too much stuff.
Canned fruit, man. I haven't had a canned fruit in forever.
You never got the fruit cocktail in the can?
Well, yeah, back in the day.
So, just drink the syrup.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what's the most disgusting looking thing? The canned peaches just felt disturbing.
I know. Yeah.
But that's all you got. You want a fruit? There you go. It's like, ugh.
Giorgio and I have always disagreed about one Thanksgiving food. Like, I never liked that cranberry sauce that came out of the can that still had the shape of the can.
Oh, that's all
nasty.
I eat.
Really?
Ugh. It's so great.
That's what? Gross.
You know what? You could just
like cranberry Jell-O.
Lop it in half and just throw it on my plate.
Why didn't they ever mash it up? Like, at my house, they always dumped it out and it just stayed in the shape of the can.
Yeah, the ridges.
Uh-huh.
And then you just take the first bite and it just hits you right there in
the
back.
Yeah, that pucker thing. Yeah, like, ugh.
And then that's the, ha!
Gross.
And then you just dive in for more.
Man.
That's the only food that I will allow on top of my other food. Like, you can just throw a big hunk of cranberry sauce on your dressing and just kind of eat that together. It's delightful.
No, it's gross.
Anything else?
You're
we
wrong
don't
on
touch.
That.
Yeah, you're way off.
No, I'm not.
It is nasty.
Most of those.
It's nasty to you.
Most of those.
It's delicious to me.
Family cookouts that we had growing up, all the food was basically gross. Like, I liked the taste of it, but there were flies everywhere. We'd be outdoors.
Yeah.
So we're actually in the backyard, and then everything's set up on a table, and you'd have to go through the buffet line. And you're swatting away the flies.
That's why I hate eating outside, because you have to deal with
Bugs.
Those elements.
Yeah.
Just everything flying around, they're attracted to food.
And then when it's 4th of July and the potato salad's out there in the sun.
Yeah. gets all hot.
It's gross. You know, it's
weird. You just have to keep that inside. Go get the meat and then walk inside and just, you know what? Keep the food inside, buffet style, then go outside to eat where you could just only manage to swat the flies on your own plate.
Yeah, but it seemed like I was always with family members who wouldn't let you in their house.
Well, then they shouldn't have the cookout at their home anyway.
But it is a cookout.
Yeah, yeah, you can eat outside. You can cook the meat outside.
But eating outside's gross, too.
It's
because
terrible.
Flies are getting on your food.
All we go out, that's all you guys want to do.
My family always had really cheap plates, paper plates that they'd fold over. Yeah. Half the time you get a plate collapse mid-bite.
What, are you standing up eating?
No, we'd be sitting down, but there's no table. You'd be sitting in like lawn chairs and stuff. So you're having to hold the plate.
You
have to taco the plate a little bit to get the tensile strength to hold the food.
You have to double bag that thing.
That's true.
Double bag the
plate. We were told we were not allowed to get multiple plates.
You weren't told that.
Yeah, we were. As kids, we were, yeah.
You never had somebody point that out to you? Hey, you got, there's two plates on that
one.
Yeah,
like, oh, I know.
Sorry.
Because I don't want my plate to collapse.
God forbid that I have an extra plate that's made out of flimsy plastic or paper.
I still eat on paper plates at the house.
Man, that's...
Yeah. Matt, you know what? I had to break myself of that habit because I realized, you know, I got a set of plates just because I'm lazy and don't want to do dishes. I'm not going to be eating on plastic plates or paper plates the whole time. This is so wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because it's
wasteful. It's so disposable.
It's wasteful.
You doing paper or styrofoam over there?
Whatever I get my hands on.
Those are the most unnatural ones are the divided styrofoam plate. That is just, it feels so gross to me.
Why?
To eat off of that.
A lot of people don't like their food to touch, and now you just have separate.
But the styrofoam,
it's separate but equal.
It's separated, and indeed.
Brings you
indeed,
back to school, too.
Prayerfully. Yes. It's very school-like. You gotta keep them separated. And plus, if you had like, some hot serving that you put on the styrofoam plate, sometimes you get burned through.
Yeah, get a hole in the plate. Yeah.
When you know that you're eating some kind of fused styrofoam brisket combo.
It kind of enhances the flavor.
It's nasty.
It's extra chewy. Like, what is this? Styrofoam.
Yeah. Cookouts overrated.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Totally.
We need to do away with them. One of the worst deals we've ever had.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put an asterisk on that.
Okay.
Because I feel that everyone gets excited.
A word I mispronounced until I was about 25.
Asterisk?
Yeah. I always said
asterisk. Am I saying it correctly?
Anybody else say asterisk?
Asterisk? Yeah, I think I did too.
Asterisk.
And then you have to make the effort to say asterisk instead of asterisk.
No, you said it right. I'm saying that I would say it wrong.
No, that's true.
The barbecue tends to be overrated. The fish fry?
What?
It's the most underrated thing we have in the history of life.
Fish fries. My family
was
so into catfish.
We need way more fish fries.
What's the difference?
My family was into catfish and the bass that my grandfather would catch.
That's the difference.
And I just thought, oh.
I get that part, but
I hated fish growing up.
What?
I would be like
all fish?
I would be like ham and just eat nothing but hush puppies.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. And that's an overrated part of the cookout to me.
The only part I liked was hush puppies.
Because we went Friday and they barbecued and it was good. But then the dude, I think he had just caught the fish. It was fresh. That was the best fish I've had in my entire life.
The problem with the barbecue is there's a guy who's way too into the barbecue, usually, who's managing it, and he talks too much about his barbecue technique. And
the grill guy.
Other dudes come over, and then they got to talk about it and brag about, I've smoked this thing for 7 months now. And
I got up at 3 a.m. before you guys came
always
over to make sure.
Bragging about his effort.
It for 7 months.
Well, whatever. It's always a long time.
That'd be the toughest brisket you've ever eaten if it's smoking for 7 months. How would we have a lighter, a Bic lighter underneath it or something?
No, it's just, I don't know. It's guys in barbecue. I think guys are way too much into that.
I think you're right about that.
And I think it's because it's coded as manly. It's like, because it's manly cooking, you're allowed to talk about that at length and everything. Yet there's so much in the world of cooking that guys don't venture into.
But it's
then
only
why
the grill
not?
Thing.
It's still
right.
cooking.
Right. The grill is the only one that's the right. manly.
Right.
And
yeah,
you have to go in there and make a nice
it's
souffle.
Fire and meat.
Souffle. No one's
yeah,
saying,
if a guy's,
you better taste my
right.
souffle.
The dude bragging about smoking something for 7 months. We all pat him on the back and think he's great.
Yeah.
And the other dude, if he brings up, yeah, this souffle that was very difficult to make and I started preparing it. And everybody's like looking at him. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
My Jell-O salad. Guy? With the pecans.
The ambrosia. I've been working on this ambrosia for 7 months.
Pecans are distributed in the Jell-O. You know how difficult that was?
Yeah, I was there. I just wanted to make sure it was even space.
It's amazing.
No, that is true.
Try this vinaigrette I made.
But the fish fry, we need way more of those.
What about the boil, the low
crawfish boil?
Crawfish boil, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on that.
It's too much work,
but
man.
I know people love them, and they have some delicious parts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of out on the crawfish.
I'm out on the crawfish,
the sausage,
too,
the potatoes. I don't like corn on the cob, so I'm out on that. But other than that, it's convenient. It just makes me a little uncomfortable. You just dump everything on a table, and everyone's just kind of standing around.
It's something really
kind of fingering
gross,
everything.
And we're all like cavemen all of a sudden,
right.
picking through this stuff. It's jumping out in a newspaper or something.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of
and I know this is me betraying my roots because I'm from the South and the Bayou and we're supposed to like all mud bugs and all that, and it's gross though. Crawfish are gross.
They are, man, and it's way too much work to get to the meat,
and it's not enough because you have to have way too much to get full. That's like crab legs.
Yep,
it's too much work to get to that little bitty payoff. It's not a lot.
Way too much.
And same with crawfish.
Yep.
At least we found some agreement here. We all hate crawfish.
Hey, let's have an ambrosia party where we just bring different ambrosia and then we'll,
let's trade ambrosia recipes.
Okay, let's do it. All right, put up the signal.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Sing
uno,
it.
Dos, tres, cuatro.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Gordon.
Cranberry sauce, fish fry, brisket. Mavs one win away from an NBA Finals appearance. Let's discuss next here at Ticket.